kind of old fella, you know, everything irritate people like me and Murphy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I was trying to get you to see what that word looketh implies. Now, some of you perhaps caught it and maybe some of you did not catch it. What it's actually saying to us, give serious attention to the word. Give serious attention to the word of God. Give serious attention to it. That's exactly what he's saying. When he says, look at that, when you break it all down and get a clear-cut understanding of what he's saying there, he's saying, now look, give what I told you?
Serious
attention. What?
To the word.
Serious attention to it. Now I want you to think about that. We have a lot of things to think about in looking at this verse. He says, give serious attention to the word. Amen. Now that's something you never really check to see if you're doing it, doing or not. See, you don't check to see if you're giving serious attention to the word unless it's brought to your attention. Now I'm talking about the average person. They don't take time out to see if they're giving serious attention to the word. People don't do that. Amen. Unless they are serious about Christ and his word. It's just not a normal, everyday thing we do to pay attention, to see if we're giving full attention to what? See, we don't just do that. Amen. But I believe from this session we'll start.
Amen.
I believe that. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to show you in principle what he's talking about. Now, let's go to Acts 17 and 11. I want to show it to you in principle. Stay with the King James. Now, it's good reading from the Amplified, but I just want to stay with the King James. Now listen at this. He says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scripture daily whether those things were so. They checked to see whether those things were so. Now, keep in mind as to what we're doing here. I want you to pay close attention. Now, I want you to see what we're doing here. We're looking at the principle of serious attention. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at the principle. We're seeing it in principle in this verse. Giving serious attention to the word. In this verse gives us the principle. We can see the principle clearly in this verse. Amen. Now, notice, they received the word. Got it? They received the word. In other words, they didn't just sit and hear it, but they received it. Now, how did they do that? They gave serious attention to what was being said or preached or taught out of the word. That was the first thing. Now, we're seeing the principle of how to give serious attention to the word. We see it here in principle. All right. They received the word with all readiness of mind. All right. We found out earlier in this session that there's a right and wrong attitude that one can have when receiving or hearing the word. Now, all of this is what I just showed you here. He said that with all readiness of mind, that's talking about an attitude. See, that's talking about an attitude. Amen. Now, you could bring somebody to church with you, and that's fine and good. We should do that. But if they come just because you asked them to come, they're probably not going to receive anything. They're probably not. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about you guys. I'm just trying to tell you. They'll probably be more judgmental and critical. Now, when a person asks you about coming to church with you, that's a different story. If they asked you, that means they're really seriously looking for something. And they come to what? Receive.
Come on.
They have a readiness of mind to receive the word. They got people been in church 25, 30, 37, 40 years. Still don't have a ready mind. To receive the word of God. Now, you can tell when you're serious. It can be measured. Look at the next thing they did. Huh? Search the scripture daily. Now, I'm not picking on you. I'm just showing you. See, they search the scripture daily. Now, how many people actually search the scripture daily? Amen. They search the scripture daily. All right? They search the scripture daily. They search the scripture daily to see whether those things were so. Amen. See, we'd be knocking stuff and don't even know if it's so. Amen. Well, in most cases, we have our own opinion about what God says, about what the Word of God says. In most cases, see, not in all cases, but in most cases, we have our own opinion. See, the only one who can unveil this thing, the Word of God, is the Holy Spirit. Now, if he's in you, see, and you yield to him, there's a strong possibility of him unveiling it to you, and you won't have to go with your opinion. Are y'all listening?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going slow with it because there's a lot in this verse. I want you to see there's a lot in verse 25. Verse 25 can be taught for 3 weeks by itself. If we went in there and broke down every word that's being said, it all means something. It's all unveiling something there. Hallelujah. Now let's go back to James 1:25. Amen. Somewhere about seven, maybe 8, 9 years into the Bible, I stopped thinking that I knew what those words meant. And somewhere y'all gonna stop too. Then you're going to start researching those words to see what they really mean. And you're going to be shocked of some of the things you're going to find. Because some of the things you think these words mean, that's not what they're implying at all. All right. All right. Amen. Well, I told you to go back to. Now let's read the verse again. Let's read the verse again. Let's read it again. Well, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Right? Now, notice that the Apostle James calls the word of God the perfect law of liberty. That's what he calls it. He calls it the perfect law of liberty. Now I want you to pay attention to the word perfect. Underline it if you're dealing with it. Amen. Now the word perfect here, now watch now, it really implies completeness. See, it really implies completeness. It is actually talking about the completeness of growth and moral character. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about the completeness of growth and moral character. The completeness of growth. Now I'm going to tell you what's actually being said here. But now we can find this same thing in principle in 1 Peter 2:2, where he says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. See, we can find that in principle in 1 Peter 2:2. I believe it's 1 Peter 2:2. All right. Amen. Now, what's actually being said here? Ask me. I mean, you know, get mad about it. Like,
what's actually being said here?
Not that man. Times they don't fool with me, man. They're all right. I got you, Doc. I got you. Amen. I got you. Amen. Now, what's actually being said here? Now, what's being said here is, if we will be serious about attending to the word, we will grow up as sons and daughters of God. Now, how many of you know growing up is necessary? And I'm going to show you something here that you got to see. Amen. We'll grow up as sons and daughters. Now, tell your neighbor, stay with him. All right, now listen. This doesn't just cover growth as we know it from a natural standpoint, a moral growth. Well, it's not just talking about spiritual growth either. See, it's not just talking about spiritual growth, moral growth, physical, natural. It's not just talking about that. Amen. Now, remember, the word perfect implies what? Completeness. It's talking about growth across the board. Now, what do you mean? It's talking about spiritual growth and what we know, we can call it natural growth, but not natural growth as you're growing from 5 foot four to 6 foot four. It's not talking about that kind of growth. It's really talking about moral growth. What would that imply? Growing out all your bad habits. Attitudes and dispositions. Y'all, I lost y'all, huh? See, so he's saying, now if you'll get in the word, it'll come a growth basically in every given area of your life. Not just spiritually, but even all the other areas of your life. See, if you'll grow up spiritually, he's saying you will grow in learning how to treat others. You will grow in learning how to respect others. Now, what is he trying to get us to see here? He's trying to get us to see that if we're getting the word and attend to it properly, we'll grow in every given area. Other words, that growth that he's talking about here actually means that we'll grow up in the very character of Christ himself. See, our lives can't reflect the image of Christ without growing up. But he says, I won't just grow you up in spiritual things, but I'll grow you up in everything that you have anything to do with. That's what he's saying. See, notice that word. You remember that word we looked at? What was that word again? What was that word? Perfect. Completeness. See, the word perfect means completeness. There, the word means completeness. But it's tied, you can see what it's tied into. It's tied into growth. Remember I told you what it implies there? Growth and moral character. Be a student, look it up for yourself. That's what it's actually talking about. So when you look at these words here, boy, they're powerful. They're powerful. So I'm going to grow up. If I get in the word and attend to it the way I should, he says, I'm going to grow up. I'm going to grow spiritually, but I'm going to grow morally too. Other words, I'm going to have good character. My character will reflect the image of Jesus Christ. Tell me you can see it. All right. Other words, you'll reach maturity within the character of Christ. But it depends on if we continue. You see that in there? I want to show you that in there in that verse. If we continue. Now notice, well, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and what? Now that's powerful in itself there, because there are so many things that can distract you, will keep you from continuing. And so continuing is not automatic. So there's a possibility somewhere you can allow yourself to become so distracted that you won't continue or never start. See, some have never started. Some have continued and stopped. He said, if we continue. You see, now circumstances and situations can put such pressure on you until you will stop. But here's the tricky thing about stopping. You can be done stopped in 1966 and haven't discovered you have stopped until 1976. Huh? Go back to verse 22 and show you what I'm talking about. But be ye what? Of the word, right? And not doing what? So you can deceive yourself. See, you can actually stop. What this is? This is 21st, right? Of 2014, right? You could have stopped in 19. Y'all ain't been saying that long. Let's say 95. You could have been stopped in 95 and don't even know it. Now, what opens my eyes up is the fact that I'm a doer of the word. Not just a hearer, but I'm a doer. Now, if I'm a hearer and not a doer, I deceive myself. In other words, you're thinking you something that you're not. Are you thinking you're doing something that you're not doing? Amen. Now, the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. But you don't think like a new creature because you don't see yourself in that light. So a man thinketh, so is he. See, how you think is what governs your life. If you don't think in accord with the word, then it has no reality where your life is concerned. Now, look at how you respond to circumstances and situations in that verse, situations and all of that stuff. Look how you respond. That tells you a whole lot. But in some cases, I've been there too, I don't want to see myself. Because I already know I'm a mess. But you can't clear up the mess until you look at it. It's hard looking at you being a mess because everybody else is a mess except you. And when the ball of mess come back to you, you don't want to see it. I don't see that because this is who I think I am. Amen. A man's attitude, your attitude, is who you think you are. See, that attitude comes from who you think you are. But now, if I get in the word, I'll see that I'm a new creature in Christ. Then I'll start looking at the fruit of the new creature. And then I'll start looking at my life and see if I'm developing in those things. And if I'm not, then see, praise God, I didn't deceive myself. I'm thinking I'm this cool dude who don't take no mess from nobody. When I'm supposed to be loving everybody. That's who I am. When you get in Christ, you're not the same person you were. You need a new attitude. You already have it. Where is it? It's in me. Everything I need is already in me. It's already in there. But you don't work the inside. See, listen, because of the fall, we weren't designed to work the inside. I'm talking about the fall of Adam. You're not designed. See, by your thinking, you're not designed to work the inside. You're designed to work the outside. The inside, you can't see. And we don't go with things we can't see. We only go with what we can see. We only go what we can feel. But your feelings have lied to you. And what you've seen has been a lie. Because if what I see doesn't match up with what he says I am or who he says I am, then I got to go with that. I got to go with who he says I am. I don't make sense to you, huh? See, I got to go with who he says I am. I already think I'm this person. See, I don't take this. I don't roll like that. Y'all know how y'all talk, right? But now you fighting when you should be forgiving. I'm messing y'all up here, huh? You see? Oh, man. Just messing y'all up bad here today. Amen. Tell me you understand that. All right. Now, let me show you something else here. If we continue, see, that's very powerful. If we continue, see, there's no guarantee, son, you're going to continue. Unless you make up your mind to. But now, in the process of that, you got many things going to come your way. You got many situations going to pop up. Huh? Here's what I've always said to you guys. If you can remember, I said this to you. When you get on the right path, something is coming or someone is coming to distract you. If it's not something, it's someone. I've seen people do good in their quest to know Christ and to develop in Christ. Then all of a sudden, the 6-foot-4, 225-pound man come along, and then we don't see him no more. Amen. Some of you, if your wives wouldn't come to church, you wouldn't be here. If your husband wouldn't be here, you wouldn't be here. Because that's not where your interest is. See, your interest not in that. See, you rolling with the brother. Are you rolling with the sister? Sister say, I ain't going. Guess what you're going to say? I ain't going. Sister say, I quit. What you going to say? I quit too. You're not going to do that? Now, I'm not cursing. You're a hell of a man if you can do it. Not a hell of a heavenly man. Let me change that. Woo, Lord, we don't need no head. I receive. We don't need, you're a tough man. Listen, that means you're in love with Jesus. See, if you're in love with Jesus, you can love her better. If you are in love with Jesus, you can love him better. You can respect him and you can honor him. I was listening to that amen here this morning, and I want to get up and say a few things, but I know I couldn't because this is her session. Amen. See, women need to, see, if you'll get good information and then bathe yourself in that information until it begins to bring transformation, you'll have a better marriage, better relationships all the way around. But in so many cases, we just hope and wish for a better relationship. They don't come that way. Any good relationship takes work. I'm talking about the simplest one. I'm not even talking about a marriage. Just me, you and I being good friends. That's work. Huh? And it takes being sensitive. I got to know when to tell you something and when not to. The Bible says the word spoken out of season doesn't help anyone. So sometime I can tell you some things and sometime I can't. See, I got to be able to discern that. And now I tell people all the time, if you want a good relationship, amen. It's work. It's hard work. I don't care what kind it is. It's hard work because there's no two people alike. You say a woman is different from a man. Man different from man too. Huh? Boy, if you seen everything the way I see it, boy, we'd be tight as cedar wax. But that ain't so. And so I got to be able to deal with that end of it. You got to be able to deal with that end of it. Amen. And because you don't see it the way I see it, don't make you wrong. Amen. Could be just immature. I could be immature, right? Maturity is a key element of having good things in life. A man must grow up. Amen. I'm glad I don't act like a child no more. It ain't been many years I stopped, but I don't act like a child no more. Amen. I don't whine about everything. I don't always have to have my way in everything. I don't always have to. You know what that did for my relationship? Amen. That person has a life, just like you have a life. They have things they want to do with their life. I got to adapt to some of the things they want to do. That don't mean they're leaving me. I got to go, man. Amen. Here's what's miserable. You have things you like and you can't do them. I've got to do everything you like. I don't like everything you like. You got to give me that. That shouldn't be a fight. Huh? I'm wired different from you. Amen. I like to sit down and play my game. You can't stand the game. Leave me the heck alone. This is what I want to do right now. Huh? You won't get in there and cook. I don't want to cook. You can't make me a cook. No more than I can make you a PlayStation player. Amen. Boy, y'all don't want to learn this stuff. I see it in your eyes. Now, here's what I want you to see. You can't allow distractions. You got to know they're coming, but you can't allow them to overtake you. You got to set your course and run it. And if something come up that don't fit that course you on, don't apply to that course you on, drop it. Are you listening to me? Now, I want to stay on this here because I need to finish it. But there are several things I want to tell you that can help you. Amen. Listen. Then I'm going back to this here. There are certain connections that you've got to make to get to your destiny. You can't get there by yourself. See, it wasn't designed for you to get there by yourself. There are certain people you're going to meet, and there are certain people you got to connect with. You got to connect with them. Huh? They are a piece of the puzzle. And more than likely, you don't like them. But you ever thought, why? You ever thought, why? In most cases, you got no reason why. You just don't like them. Or maybe they're entering into your space. But it was by design that they do, to make your space better. Lord, if you can open your eyes and see certain things, you wouldn't be certain ways that you are today. I know you wouldn't be if you could only see. And that's the problem that I found in me. I couldn't see things. I couldn't see it. My heart felt it, but I couldn't see it. Calls it the perfect law of liberty. Liberty there means freedom. Huh? See, it brings you into freedom. Now, freedom doesn't start with freedom from what you would call it, the yokes and bondages of sin. Freedom starts with you being free. Now, listen now, from you. If you'll get in the Word, see, and the Word get in you, it will deal with you. Right. Yeah. The reason why you haven't been dealt with is because you haven't taken the time to get into it. To take what we talked about, you got to be serious. When you get, listen, to attending that word, once you get serious about attending the word, you'll start to see most of your issues is not about people. Have anybody found that there are areas that they still need change in? Every hand in here should be up. Look at mine. See, I need areas that I need to be changed in. But listen, I can't change those things without the word. I can't change that area. What I got to do, I got to get in the word and renew my mind to it so it could bring transformation to me in that area. Oh, man, I'm about to let you go. Aren't you happy? Now, I want to show you some other things. These are just serious things that you need to see. Now, the blessed person is the person that grows. Amen. Listen. Hold that for me for a moment. If you have issues, everybody know about issues, right? If you have issues, here's what we can do. We could take those issues and sweep them under the rug for a moment. But now the same rug we sweep it under is what we walk on. And then through walking on that rug, you know the issues pop out again? How many times have you guys swept the same issue under the rug for it just to come back out? When you look up again, you ever find yourself, okay, we came to some agreement just for the sake of peace. We ain't settled nothing. I just need to see you smile right now. You just need to see me smile right now, right? But now guess what happens? Maybe 2 days, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 2 months. But do you realize we're going to be at it again about the same issue? Why? Because they don't go away. They don't go away until we come into transformation. Transformation simply implies change. See, nothing is going away until you what? Change. Change. That's what makes things go away. Now, change is not easy. But you're going to change one way or the other. Change come to your life, whether you want it to or not. Amen. Are you listening? I had an experience yesterday. I walked up them stairs at my house. I walked up them stairs. Then I got at the top. I grabbed the thing. And I said, "Dear Jesus, I'm changing." Now, I don't want this change here. Now, I remember 2 years ago, and yesterday, I say, "Oh, Pastor, you just had a bad day." No, I ain't had no bad day. Them stairs wants to whip me now. Well, I'm determined to win, dog. But they want to whip me now. But guess what? That tells me something. I'm changing. Did you hear me? I'm changing. Amen. I did my study yesterday, and I sit down. I got my study, did all my study yesterday. Then I went upstairs, and I stayed upstairs practically all day. And about 10 o'clock, I said, I'm changing. I don't usually go up here and sit up here all day like this. Then I had a little something to do, you see. I went and did it, and guess what I had to do? I came right back, sat up on the stairs. My grandson, he asked me, the little one, he asked me, he said, he came, he looked at me, he said, Papa, what you doing in here? And I'm asking him, I'm about to, I don't know, son. I don't know what I'm doing in here. Amen. But now here's what I'm saying. I'm changing. You're going to make changes one way or the other. And if you don't change, something's going to change. If you don't change, something's going to change. See, it's just that simple. If you don't change, something's going to change. So you're going to have change even if you don't want it. So you might as well have the change you what? You won't. But now, again, that's work. It's work because, see, I have to change the way I think. Changing the way you think is more than a notion, man. You've been thinking like you're thinking for how long you've been alive almost. Amen. Your thinking didn't start yesterday. That's right. It started many, many yesterdays. And guess what? You have a set pattern. And patterns are hard to break. Are you listening? They're hard to break, but they can be broken. Amen. Well, I was 22. I used to lift weights. Can you believe it? You can't tell by looking at me now, huh? But I used to lift weights. Amen. Are y'all still with me? But I changed. You saw I changed. I ain't want this change. 38 weights. I ain't want this change, Dave. But it came. What I'm trying to tell you, you're going to make changes one way or the other. Might as well make the changes you want. Changes you need to make. Make them. How do I make them? I get in that word. I become a doer of it, not just a hearer of it. Doing the word is what brings the transformation. Not just hearing it. Now that word blessed there means, oh God. One of the things it means happy. He shall be blessed in his deeds. In other words, he shall be happy. You got my book? And what else it says? Happy. Let me show you what else it means and then I'm going to let you go. Oh, I should say that. Not going to. Amen. He says, blessed. Oh, Lord. I got to say that. Oh, Lord. I might as well do it. I said that. All right. You see what he says to be a forgetful hearer? You see that? You see where it says forgetful hearer? Yeah, verse 25. You see it? You see it? Forgetful hearer? You remember I told y'all that means to lose out of the mind by neglect? Other words, no reality. Okay. Now I wanted to show you this here. I'm skipping, so bear with me for a moment. I'm skipping a whole lot of stuff here. But I've said a whole lot to you. Now, you see where he says be a doer of the work? That means a life of obedience. See, the work of faith is obedience. So when he says the works, be a doer of the work, he's talking about a life of obedience, right? That's what he's talking about there. He's talking about a life of obedience. Now, the word blessed there means well off. And it also implies, that implies to prosper. To be well off, prosper. You can't help but prosper if you do what God tells you to do. Now, in most cases, people are not prospering because they're not obedient. I would say 90% of the people that's not prospering is because they're not obedient to the Word of God. Now, you can't be obedient to something you don't have a heart for. You have to develop a heart for the Word of God. You don't just automatically develop a heart for it. Amen. Now, again, it also means to be happy. The one who does the word will prosper. Everything that his hands touch will prosper. That's a guarantee. Now, when you finish that verse, the guarantee is everything that your hands touch will prosper if you obey the word of God. Amen. Now, sometimes we haven't obeyed the word, but some of the things we've done have prospered. But that doesn't mean everything will. Everything will if we become doers of the word. All right? How many of y'all got that? Okay, we're finished with this session. Okay, I skipped a third of what I needed to say to you for the infirmity of your flesh. Amen, amen. But I said the most important things to you. I did. Amen. And if you didn't get nothing out of the other stuff I said, it wasn't for you. It was for somebody else. Amen. Praise be unto God. All right. We're finished with it. How many of you going to be a doer? You working on it? If you work on it, it'll happen. Okay.